Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Here we go with match number two on the evening. Those just joining us, it was Lynn getting the upset over Frankfurt, 28-26, 25-23. And what a fun one it was. It was a significant comeback from the Bulldogs in both sets. At one point, it was 24-17 in the first set in favor of Frankfurt, and seven straight points for the Bulldogs was sent into extras. And then down 26-25, they got three straight points to win the set. As for the second set, the Bulldogs at one point trailed by six. It was 13-7 at one point. They were able to come back, and they didn't have their first lead, until 23-22. They were able to hold off the Wildcats 25-23. If that's any indicator for how the rest of the night is going to go, we are in for quite the rest of the night ahead of us. Taking a look at the standings that are updated, because we did have a match that went final elsewhere. Hanover defeated Washington County in two sets. So looking at the updated standings, Hanover is now 7-0 in league play, 14-3 overall. Valley Heights second at 5-1, 11-5 overall. Tied for third is Donovan West and Frankfurt at 3-1. The Mustangs are 7-6, and the Wildcats are 9-4. Tied for fifth are Lynn and Clifton Clyde at 4-3. Lynn is 8-5 overall, and Clifton Clyde is 10-7 overall. Then Centralia, they are at 3-2 in league play, 12-6 overall, and the team's below 500. Axel is 2-3, 3-8. Washington County is now 1-4. They are 10-11 overall. Troy is 1-5, just 1-8 overall. Onega still waiting for their first match of the night, and for the night is what I meant to say there. 0-4, 2-11 is their record in league and overall play, respectively, and Blue Valley Randolph's 0-6 and 1-10. So looking at this Onega team, we just saw Lynn take on Frankfurt. A little bit about this Onega team. Their only two wins of the entire regular season came within the last week, and they came within 2 days of each other. Their first win was against Burlingame in two straight sets, and then their most recent win was against St. Xavier in two straight sets. That was on the 12th, so a week ago, in a try at Onega. They're starting to get into their groove a little bit after losing their first nine matches in a row. They've won two of their last four and are hoping to continue that here against a very good Lynn team that we just saw give Frankfurt their first loss in league play. So it should be very interesting to see how this all unfolds. Onega is going to be in their black on blacks with some orange letters and numbers as well, with some white stripes at the end of their sleeves. And a nice little orange buffalo logo on their shoulder, kind of in between the number and their shoulder. And then the libero for the Buffaloes, Natalie Generic, she has an orange jersey with orange shorts, or no, black shorts, excuse me, with the black knee pads. As for the Bulldogs, they're going with their same uniforms. They're black on blacks with the white letters and numbers with kind of the yellowish trim down the side. And the black knee pads. Well, some have black, some have some white, and then all of them have white shoes. So they go all the same in that degree. And we are about to get this one underway as the Buffaloes are getting their final warm-ups in, as Lynn had plenty of time to warm up in their first match, and head coach Amy Bott did a fantastic job of leading her team to victory in that first match. Head coach for the Onega Buffaloes is Jordan Boswell. All right, so it will be the Buffaloes going from left to right, and the Bulldogs will go from right to left for this first set. And the team is coming out of their huddles. And we are getting underway for this second of three matches, with our final match coming up, obviously, after this one between Frankfurt and Onega. So a little bit of time for the Wildcats to kind of collect themselves after a tough loss in the first match. They get ready for their final one of the evening coming up after this one concludes. The teams converge underneath the net, and now they high-five their bench, and it looks like we are ready to go for this first set. They huddle up together You ready for this one between two teams that are kind of in the middle of the pack? Onega trying to get themselves out of the bottom of the league, give themselves their first win of 2023. Still a very young season, only four games in the books in league play for the Buffalo, so plenty of time to get caught up and work their way towards the middle of the pack. As for Lynn, they have a chance to possibly be in solo fourth by the end of the evening, as if some things go their way in the Clifton Clyde triangular, which is going on as of right now while we are as well. Lynn will serve first. It will be Gretchen Botts, and we are underway with match number two. Return along the far side by Jaden Abbott. Here is the attempt from Jaden Haskin, and it's down for a kill, and the Buffaloes get the first point of the match. Substitution already. Maria Krohn coming in, and so is Annie Force, junior, for the Buffaloes. Krohn is a senior. She'll come to the front. And for the Buffaloes, it will be Abby Ringel, sophomore, with the serve. Here comes the back line, returned by Turk. Set by Bot to the near side, tipped over and down for Carissa Colley. Her first point of the day, and it will be a substitution for the Bulldogs now, with Kelsey Mueller coming in. Got football practice just finishing up. Got some of the football players sitting outside. Got a nice cool breeze from the door. Some of them sitting out there as they have the locker room that's just right by me. Here's a little dunk over, and the lift is going to be called against Jaden Haskin, the sophomore. That one kind of, she didn't want it to land on her wrist like it did, but her wrist was almost as if she was carrying a bunch of plates at a restaurant. Kind of just rolled off of her hand and hung on there for too long, so lifting call. And it's 2-1 Lynn. Here's the ball hit over. Free ball for the Bulldogs. Here's a set down the middle. Hit over and nice return by Jenny Turk. Set to the near side for Wirtz. Partially deflected at the net. But it's returned by the Buffaloes. It's Ringel. Set to the far side and Colley will get a kill. Because Annie Force couldn't return it. And it's 3-1 Lynn. And it is actually Parents' Night here in Frankfurt. Some of the seniors being recognized in their final match. Talk about that in just a little bit. And a kill from beyond the attack line. I believe that was Lily Weiser, the sophomore. And a substitution brings Jaden Haskin out of the game and into the ball game. There's a serve. Nice dig, but not a whole lot of people around. They are able to get ball over to the Onega side. Here is the lineup and a nice shot from Force, but it's dug out by Bot. And the Buffaloes are forced to scramble it over. Huerta hit the net on her follow through. And a couple of points in a row for the Buffaloes. It's 3-3. Here's Venneberg with the serve for the Buffaloes. Backward set for Huerta, partially deflected off the net. And only net, the net, no Buffalo touched it. And the Buffaloes have the lead. It's 4-3, their second lead of this set. The first since when they were up 1-0. Venneberg, the senior, another serve, and that is going to be not a kill. Fantastic dig from both Turk and Bot to keep it alive. Tipped over for the Buffaloes. Chance for the Bulldogs now, winding up, and Bot has it for the kill. Up at the net, trying to deflect it, was Force and Weiser, but it hits their hands and just died right in front of them. It lands on their side, it's now 4-4. Bailey Peters, the freshman into the game for Lynn. She'll serve it. Tied 4-4 into the net for a service error. Onega back in front. Brianna Bates, the senior, checking in. There's a set up for Wirtz, and a lift is called Pringle let that one too close to her chest when trying to get the set. And she popped that one up. And it's a lift. It's 5-5. We're tied once again here in set number one. When trying to escape out of here with a pair of wins here in Frankfurt. That's in the middle. Nice block up front from Beichmann. And it's down on the Onega side. It was Hope Beichmann, the senior, who gets the block. And Lynn back in front, 6-5. Back and forth we go early on in this first set. Chris Akali, the senior, serve this one. Middle of the court, return from Annie Force. Tipped over, and, well, not over, tipped into the net for Force. Tried to get it over, but then kind of rolled awkwardly off of her fingers. Not quite able to apply the pressure on the ball and get to go where she wanted to. I just stuck to it. And it's 7-5, Onega. I beg your pardon, 7-5, Lynn. The far side, a big swipe, but a dig for Peters to keep it alive for Lynn. Here's Bott. And a nice dig far side for Venneberg. Kept alive. Tipped over for Force. Sent it down for a kill. Amy Force gets it done. Back to a 1-point game. 7-6. And in the serve for the Buffaloes is Jaden Abbott. Setting this one up to the middle of the floor, and Beichmann hits it over. Returned by the libero, Jen Aris. And the return is too far from the back line. It's swiped down. And the kill from Brianna Bates, the senior. We are tied once again 7-7. This one hits to the back line. Return goes a little too far. It's like underneath the net. Good job by Colley to keep it alive, and they get it over. Return by Generic. Here's a set up, and Venneberg gets the kill in the middle of the floor, and it's 8-7 Onega. Buffaloes have had a majority of the lead here in this first set. 15 points gone here in set number one. Nice dig on the serve. This time it was Mueller digging it up, and the kill in the middle of the court, this time by Gretchen Botch. Tell you what. Gretchen Botch, she is just a freshman, but she plays like she's an upperclassman. And she, like I said in the first match, is going to be very good for a long time to come in this league. Here's a return, setting this up. Force to the back line. Nice dig, but to nobody. And the kill by Annie Force. Morgan Wirtz with a nice hustle play, the junior for the Bulldogs on the back near side corner. Couldn't hit it to anybody, and Onega is awarded with another point. It's 9-8. Serve the middle, and a service error by Force. And just like that, we're tied once again. Hirta checks back in, and so does Jenny Turk. In for Hope Beichmann, and for Bailey Peters. Abby Ringel. Jaden Haskin up front for Onega. Near side, Brianna Bates. And the far side, returning it, is Force. Serving it, there's Baker Parton. Sending it to the far side, and that is going to be a kill for Jaden Haskin. From the far side to the near, it's 10-9 Onega. How about the Buffaloes? They are being super competitive here in this first set. We've seen Frankfurt being handed their first loss. Onega turning over their first win in league play. Set to Hirta to the near side, and a violation against Onega. Looks like one of the Buffaloes touched the net. So it's going to be 10-10. 20 points gone, and we are still even. Service from Bott to the back line, returned by Force. Set to the middle, the partial deflected by Hirta, and another violation against Onega. I believe it's the same thing with the Buffalo touching the net and four unforced errors from Onega. Makes it 11-10. Lynn back in front. Return by Abbott. Setting this up. Hit over. Blocked by Hirta. And a good job by the junior Marcellus Huerta to get that block. It's 12-10 Lynn. Bought another serve. Hit in the air by Generic, and it's a free ball sent over. This is Wirtz, and it's over on the second try by Huerta. We'll try it again, and Colley to the back line. Nice dig by Force. Hit over by Generic once again. To the left side, hit over by Colley, and Colley gets it over. And Huerta gets it down for the kill for Lynn. Up there for Onega was the sophomore Lily Weiser trying to block it, but she couldn't get it back to the Lynn side. It falls down on the Onega side. It's 13-10, largest lead for either team. Hit up in the air by the setter Ringel, and just do barely get it over to the Lynn side. They'll have to scramble to get it over, but they do so, sending it to the back line, far side for any force. Sending this in the air is Ringel. Haskin, nice dig by Jennings. Hurts keep it alive, the freshman for Lynn. A nice dig on the opposite side for Haskin. And barely grazing the net, goes to the Lynn side. Hit over by Colley. And we're still going. This is a nice long rally. Janarin hits it over. Return by Bates. And to the back line. And too strong for Huerta. It'll be a point for the Bulldogs. It's 13-11. Beg your pardon, point for the Buffaloes. So it's 13-11. Here's the service from the setter, Abby Ringel, the sophomore. Here is the setter for Bott. And that one went a little too strong. But was it deflected? Yes, it was. And a point for Lynn. Makes it 14-11. Mueller checking back in for Lynn. Coming in for Cameron Beichman. Huerta. Colley and Wirtz up front for Lynn. The back line returned by Force, but it goes to the Lynn side on the return. Bott sets it up near side for Wirtz. Deflected, keeping it alive, and it'll be too low of a set. It was below her chest when she tried to dig that out from underneath the net after the block up front. Well done by the Buffaloes, and they now trail by just two. It's 14-12 here in the opening set. Allie Vinneberg, senior for Onega. With her serve, kind of off the side of her hand, but in regardless. Backward set by Bott, and Huerta sends this one too long. It was a beautiful set by Bott, but Huerta just left it a little bit too high. Didn't quite turn her wrist over, flip it down to try to get that ball down with a top spin. It's 14-13. Back line on the serve. Setting this up, tipped over, couldn't quite get it down. Nice job by Ringel, she's ready for it. Back to Lynn's side, set up by Bott for Huerta. That one was deflected. No, it was not. Out of bounds, and we are tied, 14-14. Buckle up, we got a good one here in set number one. Here is Kylie Vinneberg with the serve. Back middle, too strong on the service, but Lynn's able to dig it out on a little duck down attempt from Onega. And Generic sets it up. Set over to Lynn's side. Colley deflected by the net, but over to Onega. Here's a set to the far side for Force off the side of her hand. It finds the hands of Wirtz for Lynn. This will be a free ball hit over Onega's side, but a bad return, a miscommunication. And I don't think it was Lily Weiser who was supposed to return that. Mistake for the Buffaloes, and Lynn reclaims a 15-14 lead. Marcelli Huerta with a serve coming up for Lynn. The back line returned by Generic. Not a great return. They're going to have to scramble and hit a free ball over just to keep it alive, and they do so. Huerta, here is a set to the near side. Wirtz, that's too strong on the attempt from the near side, about halfway in between the net and the attack line, and we are tied once again 15-all. Peters back in the game. As we approach the 7 o'clock hour. You're listening to Twin Valley League Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Onega with the serve. Trying to take the lead are the Buffaloes. This is set up from beyond the attack line and to the other side by Mueller. This is Force hitting a free ball over to the back far side and way wide, about 4 feet wide of the mark. And Lynn He takes the lead at 16-15. Service from Carissa Cully, the senior. For the middle, just barely getting over the net, return by Force. They don't scramble to just hit a free ball over. Return is by Mueller, setting this up for Bott, and she just hits it over to the far side, just tipping it. Force tries to do the same thing, and that one almost worked, and Lynn's going to hit it over on the second try, a little set over by Cully. Force with another try, this one dug out by Bott. Send this up for Bosch. She'll try one. That's deflected at the net and down. Nice block up front. Now it was Maria Crone, the senior, with the block. And we are deadlocked once again, this time 16-16. Fun one here in Frankfurt between the two teams that are away. Here is the service from Abbott. Set from Cully. It's set over by Hope Eichmann. And Generic, nice little tip over. They get it right back over to Lynn in scramble mode. And they'll send a free ball over. Annie Force on some miscommunication. Up at the net, battle, and it's going to be violation against Cully as she reached up and over the net to try to deflect it over to the Onega side. And it will be 17-16 in favor of the Buffaloes. Amy Bott, the head coach for Lynn, didn't like that call. Another try from Abbott. Foul on down for an ace. Haley Peters, the freshman, backed away from it. She thought it was going to go out, and she'll come out. Back in the game will be, well, actually in for the first time in this set is Ella Emke, the sophomore. 2-point lead for the Buffaloes. Serve for Abbott. The back line, returned by Bott. Set from Cully to Bott, and that one is down for a kill over the head of Jaden Abbott, so she thought that might go a little bit too long, which just ducks out of the way. And Lynn awarded with the points, 18-17. Cameron Beckman checks back in for the Bulldogs. And next thing is Kelsey Mueller. Returned by Generic of Onega. Here is a setup from Ringel and hit over to Lynn's side. Hit over by Beckman, stuffing it into the net, though, is Hope Beckman, the senior. And it's 19-17 Onega. Jaden Haskin checks back in for the Buffaloes, coming in for Kylie Venneberg, the senior. Service coming from Annie Force now. Back far side, tough return, moving to her right. Morgan Wirtz keeps it in play. Beichmann hitting it over, and a bad return. It's up against the net and down. A tough play for the Buffaloes to scramble to keep that alive, and it's 19-18. Onega still with a 1-point lead here in set number one. Service will come from Jenny Turk now. Here it comes. The back line, and too strong. That's a service error. And Onega hits that elusive 20-point number. We are in the final stretch of this first set. Brianna Bates with the serve. Back line return from Wirtz. Set up by Bott for Hirta. Down for the kill in front of the diving Annie Force. Playing a little bit too far back, right in the middle of the floor. Back to a 1-point deficit for the Bulldogs. Can they come pull off another comeback, which they did in both sets in their 28-26, 25-23 win over Frankfurt. Bad return, but Omega scrambles to get to the other side in a violation. Running into the net was Jaden Haskin, and we are tied 20-20. As mentioned, the Buffaloes have had the lead for the majority of the sets. Here's the serve. Far side. That's down for an ace. Just barely caught the front portion of the hand of Annie Force. It's 21-20 Lynn. Their first lead in quite some time. A big grin on the face of the freshman Gretchen Bott, who will serve it. Into the far side. Bad return. It's another ace. Jenny Turk off the side of her arm. And it's 22-20 Lynn trying to pull off yet another comeback. Not quite as extravagant as the ones in the first match, but a comeback nonetheless. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Still in set number one, Lynn leading now 22-20 after Onega has had, I wouldn't say control, but has led for most of this first set. And we are back underway with service coming from Gretchen Bott to the far side. Another bad return. That is the third bad return in a row. Jenny Turk made the last one. She makes this one as well. It's 23-20, Lynn. Are not exactly great serves by Bott. They're fine. And this one returned cleanly by Force, saying this up. Not a great setup. And that's going to be four hits. More mistakes, four consecutive errors unforced by Onega, and it's set point number one. Here's a serve. Just barely getting over the net. The return is just over the net. Lynn hits it over. Colley sets it. Now set over from Haskin from Onega. Chance for the Bulldogs now at the back line. Nice save by Gennaro to keep it alive for the Buffaloes. Hit over by Haskin to the back line. Back out by Turk. Set by Bott to the near side. Hit over and that's going to be a violation against Onega. Five errors in a row. And the Bulldogs win set number one, 25-20. Let's step aside for 2.5 minutes and we'll come back with set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, hineandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, September 22nd, and Wednesday, October 4th, and October 11th, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Flu consents available the day of, or visit www.nembch.com to fill out yours ahead of time. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. We're people you know and care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
25-20, Lynn wins set number one over Onega. Jared Slovey back with you here in Frankfurt. Have some scores for you. Excuse me, around the TVL. Hanover wins both of their matches against Washington County in two straight sets. They were able to defeat Washington County 25-14, 25-20, and they defeat Donovan West 25-19, 25-14. So Hanover, one of the best teams in 1A D2, and they are proving that they are hoping to make a run in the state tournament like they did last year. They fell just shy of winning it all a year ago, and they're trying to get back there once again this year. I think they have a really good chance to do it. Donovan West, that's no pushover. They beat them handily again, 25-19, 25-14, Hanover defeats Donovan West. That's the Donovan West team that finished third at state last year, Nate Mandy, too. They're also a top-10 team in the current Kansas Volleyball Association rankings. All right, so here we go with set number two. Onega will serve as they go right to left, and that's going to be an ace. Marissa Colley couldn't return that one very well. And Colley returns this one cleanly. Set for Hirta, deflected right back to Linsai. Good job up front from Weiser. And another block down, this time from Maria Crone. Now Lynn does finally get it over. There's going to be a free ball hit over for the Buffaloes to the Bulldogs, setting it up for Hirta. Partially deflected in the middle. Good dig from Annie Forrest to hit it over to Lynn's side. Setting up for Hirta, middle to the back. Nice dig to Narrett. Keeping it alive. They'll hit a free ball over. Does it get there? No, it hits off of the light that illuminates the stage that we're sitting on. And we are tied 1-1. Some great blocks, some scrambling. Unfortunately for Onega, they could not get the points. So we are tied 1-1. Here is a serve coming from Gretchen Bott. Up in the air, back line, free ball sent over for Annie Force. And in a good spot, had a run up on it with Jenny Turk. Turk is still able to get a good hit on it. And they totally botched that call as it's down for a kill. Didn't really have to rear back and smack that one down. She kind of just found the right spot on the floor, put it where she needed to put it. Service just barely gets over the net. Beautifully done on the backside from Jenny Turk. Puts it over to Lynn's side, though. Colley slaps it over here. The big, loud slap from her as that one sucks into the net for Jaden Haskin. The sophomore for Onega couldn't get it over. And it is now 3-1 in favor of Lynn. Three straight points after trailing 1-0. Serve for Bott. And that return goes to Lynn's side. Chance for the Bulldogs. Colley deflected. Ornega goes through. And slapped over for the Buffaloes in the back line by Annie Force. Here is Beichmann. Nice job getting that in a good spot. But Janaris saves it by the stands. Keep it alive for Ornega. Set over to the back line. Janaris again gets this one. And into the net. Another mistake there from Haskin. And Coach Boswell trying to help her with her form is kind of was closing her hand a little bit too early instead of leaving it open. That clips the net. Nice dig back line. Any force keep it alive to get it over the Lynn side. Well done. Onega's getting some great digs here in the set. Just set over by Hirta. Battled the net, and Onega touched the net. I think that was Haskin again. I think she's going to insist that she didn't touch it, but either way, it's going to be five straight points for the Bulldogs. They'll get service once again. Serve coming from Gretchen Bott. To the near side, return not great from Crone. I'll slap it over from the attack line. Crone doing it herself. Set to the middle for Hirta to the back line. Return by Force. Set to the near side for Gaskin. Now one of our big partner, Haskin. With that one, is that one down the line for Colley, and just wide, just barely missing the mark for Carissa Colley, the senior, couldn't get that one down, it's 5-2. So after five straight points in a row for Lynn, Onega gets the point, and they now trail by three here early in set number two. Serve for Venneberg. Turn, not great, kind of having to just play scramble ball, but somehow Cameron Beichmann's able to find where they ate. Found a good spot on the floor, put it where they weren't, and she gets the kill. Despite having to kind of scramble after a pretty solid serve from Venneberg. Here's a serve from Wirtz. A big run from Mueller for Lynn. And Megan gets it over. Set for Huerta. Right at the net. Blocked. She'll get it back. And Lynn gets it over, but it's wide. It was Wirtz who tried to hit it down the far side, but missing the mark. It's 6-3 in favor of the Bulldogs. Lynn winning set number one, 25-20. Serve from Generic. Return far side from Wirtz. And a good job by Mueller. And a big dig by Generic. Goes all the way to the other side on the second hit. And a mistake up front from Wirtz. She puts it into the net. It's now 6-4. Now, Nega, they have been scrambling, mainly thanks to the libero, the senior, Natalie Generic. It's 6-4 in favor of the Bulldogs. Free ball set over to the Buffaloes. Here's a set. And it's on hit and blocked by Huerta. Brianna Bates is stuffed at the net by Marcella Huerta. And it's 7-4. Huerta will do the honors here with a serve. The back line. This one's a free ball sent over, but Huerta has to dig it just to keep it alive. Back to the Onega side. Backwards set, and a big swipe, and it's down for a kill from Maria Crone, the senior. And she will exit after getting that kill, and Jaden Abbott comes into the game. 7-5 Lynn. Huerta will exit now, and Ella Emke, sophomore for Lynn, checks in. Here's a serve from Abbott. The middle of the floor. Return by Mueller. Setting this up for Bikeman. And that one on the return. It goes out of play. And Omega couldn't keep it alive. It's 8-5 after the kill from Hope Bikeman, a senior for Lynn. And now Carissa Colley will serve it for the Bulldogs. 3-point lead, turned by Generic. Here's the set from Abby Ringel, and they get it over. Still inside. This is Wirtz, trying to dunk it down. Generic again, another fantastic dig, but it's right up against the net. Ringel couldn't keep it alive. And Coach Boswell telling Ringel, when in that situation, instead of trying to keep it alive, just hit it over the net. So it's now 9-5, favor of the Bulldogs. Here's a serve. That's into the net. Service error for Lynn. And the Buffaloes get it right back. Just a reminder, our high school athletics coverage continues on Friday. Got some football coming your way. Talk about that in just a little bit. Here's a battle at the net. And it's won by Bikeman, or no, are they going to say in a violation? Yes, they will. They'll say that Bikeman is up against the net. And it will be a point for the Buffaloes. It is now 9-7. Here's the set. And not a good one. They'll have to hit a free ball over. Set to the near side. Deflected and down for the kill, though, as Jade Haskins from the near side with a nice wipe. The games coming to your area this weekend include Riverside at Jackson Heights on right here on KNZA. Frankfurt will be at Donovan West on KNZA as well. Be sure to stay tuned for that. Back line here is Anna Force. Give me any force. She'll hit it over from beyond the attack line. Set to the far side. Here's Ba with a big light, but that one is out of bounds, too strong. Trying to get it down on that back line, and we are tied 9-9. Four straight points for the Buffaloes. Serve to the back line. Not a good return. Scrambling, and they're not going to be able to get it. That's going to be an ace for the Buffaloes. 10-9. The Buffs have now come from behind to take an early lead in set number two. First set, pretty similar, very back and forth. Onega had the lead for most of the set. Lynn came back from behind like they have for every single set so far that they've won. It's the back line, returned by Colleen. He's trying to tip it over, and it's going to be a list call against Colleen. was trying to, Colley tried to do a little tip over, but they called her for a list. Very close call, but they give, oh no, they're going to say that it was actually, and that was a legitimate set. So it's going to be a point for the Bulldogs. My apologies on that. So we are tied 10-10. Bought with a big white spin. Nice job by Generic to keep it alive on the dig. Hit over to the Lynn side. Here's a set. Came this one up, and it'll be set over this time by Hope Eichmann. Chance now for the Buffaloes. Nice dig on the return for Lynn to keep it alive. Onega with another chance. This time for Haskin. That's a foot there, but down for the kill. Big Haskin gives the Buffaloes an 11-10 lead. Generic will sit. The back line is going to have some work to do with her out of the game. In terms of digs are concerned, see if Lynn can possibly take advantage. But first, they'll send a free ball over after a good serve by the Buffaloes. Here's a set for Haskin. That one is going to be a violation against the Buffaloes. Looks like it was a successful kill from Haskin, but we'll give the point to Lynn. Due to a violation. And we are tied once again. This time it's 11-11. So again, back and forth we go. And up in the air. And it'll be a free ball sent over. More miscommunication from the Buffaloes. Now free ball hit over for the Bulldogs. One of these trying to get a good hit on one another. And that's going to be one right there for the Buffaloes. It's Lily Weiser. Kirsten tried to get the block, but hit her arm and kind of just went straight to the ground. By the way, final score, Lady Mustangs of Valley Heights, they lose to Washington County in three sets, 25-20. 20-25, 26-24, 25-21, favor Washington County. Here's a free ball sent over by Lynn after a serve from Onega, but the Buffaloes up 12-11. And that's a nice kill, far side by Maria Crone, the seniors starting to take over. For the Buffaloes, and it's a two-point lead for Onega. Again, we're still about halfway through the second set. Still a lot of volleyball left to be played. Turn back line, a tough return for Morgan Ward, stung down by Kirsten, blocked up front! Well done by both Weiser and Crone. The Buffaloes are starting to take this one over, and they are really getting loud here. In the Frankfurt gym, and a bad return, that's going to be a lift. Missing violation, back far side for Carissa Colley, it's a 15-11 lead for Onega, and a timeout's going to be called by Amy Botts of Lynn. So Onega trying to extend this to a third set, we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
5-point run for the Buffaloes to go up 15-11 here in Frankfurt for a triangular between Lynn and Onega. Goal dunk down for Lynn. It's Botts. Couldn't get it down, though. Big wipe, and that is going to be used down. Yes, it is. Down for a kill on the far side of the net from Maria Crone. The senior has really taken over here in the second set as the Buffaloes are trying to extend this match. Here's the serve. A little tip down. That's going to be a lift. Lift against Gretchen Bott. They've been very liberal with that lift call. And that is now 7 straight points for the Buffaloes. Back line return from Works. Set this up for Bott. For Bikeman to the back line. That's down for the kill. Good job by Cameron Bikeman, the junior, keeping her composure and able to put it on the back far side line and break that 7-point spell. It's now 17-12. There's a serve from Bott to the middle. Return is kind of a wild one, popped up in the air to the back of the line. Three ball will be hit over by the setter, Abby Ringel, the sophomore. Here's a set, Gracie Bott. Gretchen Bott, and that one, Generic couldn't save that one on that dig on the back line, and that's down for a kill. And Gretchen Bott continues to press in just her first year of varsity volleyball. She'll get the serve here. Glazing one to the back line, but returned cleanly by Force. And Cone gets the kill in front of Bott. She pops it up in the air for a little bit, but nobody else around for the Bulldogs to keep that play alive. 18-13. Now our score in this second set in favor of the Buffaloes. Service coming from Vennerberg. Not a great return, but Bott able to keep it alive. And Bott puts it right into the net on her second. And then on the second try, she tried to just set it over, but she missed that by quite a significant margin. And another quick point for Onega. It's now 19-13. Serve to the middle. Tough return. Backward set by Bott. And hit over by Beichmann. That's out of play on the second try. Good job on the kill. And it's again, it's Cameron Beichmann trying to keep Lynn alive in the second set. 19-14 Buffalo lead. And the Bulldog deficit has been cut down to 5. Kelsey Mueller to serve it from the far side. The back line, and that is a little bit too strong. Generic, and will step away from it. Good job by the senior. And the libero for the Buffaloes will go ahead and serve it here. And the orange jersey for the Buffaloes. Up by 6. Here is her serve. Trying to avoid a comeback. Here is the setup. And hit over by Wirtz. Generic sets it up. Bring goal now to Bates, who can't get it down. Chance for Colley, and pops up in the air. That's going to be a lift against the Buffaloes, and it cuts it back to a 5-point deficit for Lynn. Onega trying to extend this match after losing. Onega's trying to extend this match to a third set after losing set number 125-20. And in that set, it was 20-20 until the Buffaloes made some mental mistakes at the end of the set that cost them 5 straight points. And that included 3 straight bad returns on serves. And now waiting for the alignments. And trying to make sure that we're good before we get this point underway. And that doesn't cost Lynn a point. Looks like we are good. Here's Hirta with a serve. To near side. Here's a set from Ringel. And just slapped over by Force to the back line. Hirta with a second hit. And it'll be a bump up against the net. Set backwards. And down for the kill once again. Guess who? It's Maria Crone, the senior, to the far side. And she continues to have a fantastic set, but she will go ahead and come out here up 21-15. And into the game is Jaden Abbott. She'll go ahead and serve it. Jarrett's on that back line with Abbott and Vennerberg. There's a serve return for Lynn from Bott. Picking this up for Wirtz. Barely gets over the net. It's over to the Onega side, and then a third shot over, a free ball over. And Lynn will now return the favor. He'll do the same. And here's a shot from just above the attack line, and Force stuffs it into the net. And Force couldn't quite get it over from right on top of the attack line. And it's now 16. Maybe I just have my score wrong. I think that is just me being wrong. 21-16, our score here in set number 2. There's a set by Ringel to the middle. It's tipped over by Bates, set up from Wirtz, and hit over and down for the kill by Gretchen Bott. Not much to that one. Didn't have a good position of attack. Kind of just hit it almost like a hook shot, the basketball. And found the right spot. It's now 21-17. Lynn trying to make yet another comeback. Down by 4. Coming to the near side on the serve. Return high in the air. Miscommunication. A couple of Buffaloes went for it. Now the Bulldogs have an opportunity on the free ball. And Bott was up against the net and didn't have an angle on a big chance. Now Force hits it over to the left side. Chance for Beichmann. He gets it down for the kill. Hope Beichmann to the back middle. On that kill, it's 21-18. Onega's lead cuts to 3. So here come the Bulldogs once again. Can they pull off yet another comeback? And the timeout is called by the Buffaloes, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds. You are listening to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. DynaGrow Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrow Seed, your home field advantage.
KNZA.
Set number two between Onega and Lynn, with the Buffaloes leading the set 21-18. Three straight points for the Bulldogs. And the Lynn Bulldogs are trying to win this one in two straight sets. They got some work to do, down by three. Marissa Cully once again will serve it, the senior. Will operate from just to the left of the middle of the floor. Here it comes. She'll go to the back line to Generic, the libero. Here's a set up by Ringel. Nice dig up underneath the net by Wirtz. Keep it alive over to the Onega side. They get it right back to Lynn on one try. Here's Bott with the big white. That's partially deflected. And second hit up in the air. And Generic's going to have to just hit it over. Bott tips it up in the air. Second try in the back line. Free ball hit over to Onega side. Scrambling all over the place as both teams. They'll just tip it over to Lynn's side. And the bike man in the back line. Generic gets the set. And scrambling, and they're not going to get it. Lynn gets another point. It's four in a row, and it's 21-19. Lynn not celebrating points just yet. They're just taking care of business. Holly with the serve to the back middle. Generic running into her teammate to make that return, and she'll slap over a free ball. Collie, not a great return for the Bulldogs. They'll send a free ball over, and that was going to go wide and out of play. That's another mistake from the Bulldogs, and that snaps a four-point skid. It's now 22-19. And serve, not a great return by the Bulldogs. Still have to send a free ball over. Return by Haskett of Onega. Here's a set by Ringel, and a block at the net from Eichmann. They'll send a free ball over. Return to the back line. And Botts sends it over to any force. Chance from Haskett. That might have been one out, but MC touched it up. So a mistake from the sophomore. It's 23-19. That was going to be out of bounds, but she went for the dig. And it cost them. And that's what Coach Bott is telling for right now as they call a timeout with only a couple points that are only 2 points they can give up now for the end of the set. And step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Here we go, 23-19 Onega, served to Lynn, and that one hit over by Bikeman, partially deflected by the net, but over to the Onega side. Here's a big hit by Haskett, down for a kill. Emke on the back line tried to get it, she could not. And it is set point number one for the Buffaloes. Here's a serve from Force. And a bad return, but they're able to scramble to keep the set alive. Here's a set from Ringel, setting it up for Bates, and that one set long. And Lynn survives that point. Excuse me, it's now 24-20 in favor of the Buffaloes. Onega trying to force a third set. Here's a serve from Wirtz to the back line, returned by Generic. Set by Ringel. And tough angle. They get it over, but it's hit right back over to Onega's side. Scramble, Bates, and from beyond the attack line, and a dig. It's scrambling and out of there, and Onega escapes with set number two. It's the first set that Lynn drops today. 25-20, same score as set number one. So let's go ahead and step aside for 2.5 minutes, and we'll have set number three coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Fitted, your new apparel and footwear store. We are open and look forward to showing you our newly remodeled location featuring footwear for everyone in your family. Brands like Brooks, Birkenstock, Under Armour, Mia, and Cobb Hill, to mention a few. We carry clothing for all ages in a wide variety of brands, including our partnership with Five Sisters. We are open 6 days a week. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Dorsey Hall.
Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in a uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving
you. You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We go to the third set as Onega wins set number two, 25-20. Here in Frankfurt, Jared Sluppy with you. Those just joining us. Missed quite a bit of great action. First set, Onega led most of the way. Never had a lead larger than 3 points, though. The score tied 20-20. Lynn rattled off 5 straight points, including 3 straight aces from freshman Gretchen Bott. And as for the second set, it was back and forth with Lynn leading the majority of the first half of the set. And then Onega had a 7-point run to go up 21-15. And Lynn stayed resilient. They were able to claw their way back in. They got 4 straight points to make it 21-19. But Onega able to hold on and force this third set. And waiting on the officials to give us the thumbs up here to start this thing as Lynn goes from left to right and Onega goes right to left across your radio dial. And now we have head coach Jordan Boswell for Onega talking with one of the officials near the scorer's table to make sure that the rotations are correct, I believe is what's going on. So we can plug our Friday Night Fever show coming up on Friday for all of your high school pregame action, getting you ready for all of the games across the Kansas Land listening area. 6 o'clock is presented by GN Banks. Myself, Brandon Tavman, do that. It's always a lot of fun getting to talk about all the games going on and what's happened the past couple weeks, get you caught up, and what you can expect for this week. And then after all of the action from the games at 7 o'clock, which, by the way, we have a pregame live at 6:45. After the game, be sure to stay tuned to our Community National Bank High School football scoreboard show. Jake and Boz hosting that. They do such a fantastic job making it super entertaining. It's not just a list of scores. Oh, the scores 20-6. They are super entertaining, super engaging. It's a lot of fun to listen to. Highly recommend it if you haven't tuned in to the Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show after all of the games on Friday. All right, here we go. It'll be Onega with the service and bad return. Trying to scramble to get it over, and they cannot. And Onega is awarded the first points. One thing that I've noticed is that Onega is very celebratory after they get their points. Lynn is not. And I think to an extent that it kind of helps Lynn out a little bit, is being vocal and kind of making some noise and kind of rally your cage a little bit. And there's a little bit of a mental aspect to that as that one goes long on the hit from the Bulldogs. So it's now 2-0 in favor of Onega. That was Carissa Colley who couldn't get that one down on the return of the serve from Abby Ringel. Here she goes again on the serve. Check to the far side for Hirta. She stuffs it. They couldn't even get it to the net. And after that mistake, it's now 3-0 Onega. Perhaps Lynn running out of steam a little bit after three consecutive sets with comebacks. Nice serve, and that's going to be down for an ace. Hear the air coming out of the ball on that serve, and it's now 4-0 in favor of the Buffaloes. What a start here in our final set. Another good one to the back line. This one returnable. Set for Hirta. Nice dig by Andy Force. And Haskin partially deflected, but kept alive. Hirta tries to dump it down, kept alive by Ringel, and hit over on the second try by Askin. Set to the far side, and hit down for a kill for Gretchen Botts. And the Bulldogs need to get her going. Her first opportunity to really touch the ball here in this third set. So it's 4-1 Onega. Lynn trying to get into a rhythm here. They have the serve. Just the near side, not a great return. Nera keeps it alive, as she does so well. It's hit over by Annie Force to the back line. Here's the set to the far side, and Colley grazes the net on her hit over, and it's kept alive. Onega hits it to the Lynn side. Lemire and Hirta, couldn't quite get it down. Good job by Onega to scramble. That one was just barely over. Hirta this time, nice take. Janera keeps it alive momentarily, but a collision up at the net from Haskin and Weiser. Neither of them could get to it. And it's down for the kill. Makes it 4-2. But with a serve into the net for a service error. And violently rolls that ball to the other side. Substitution for the Buffaloes is Kylie Venneberg. The senior checks in. She'll serve it here. Here's her serve. Return from Colley. Up in the air. And it was Cameron Weichman who hit it over. Generic, and the free ball sent over by Venneberg. Set to Hirta, deflected, and Onega keeps it alive. Backwards set behind Krohn, and they'll keep it alive for the Buffaloes. And that one's set long, too strong for Carissa Colley, the senior, but they're going to say a violation against the Buffaloes. And specifically against Maria Krohn, the senior, and they'll be making 5-3. The Bulldogs back within two after trailing 5-1, a couple points in a row here. Start this third set. And this will be Kelsey Mueller to serve it here. Back to the line, Generic kind of just punches it. And a legal hit, that's going to be a lift. Wow, I don't know about that call. I think Coach Boswell has beside herself too. Generic not happy with the call because she had a great return, and the explanation from the referee suffice to continue play here. Turn the back line for the Buffaloes. Hit over on a nice dig by Gretchen Bott, the freshman for Lynn. And hitting it over is Morgan Wirtz, the junior for Lynn. And we'll tip over by Annie Forrest. Hit down for the kill. Annie Forrest had a opening in the middle of the court on the front line in front of the attack line. And it's now 6-4. Buffaloes by 2. Final set here in the second match of the evening. And a nice dig far right side. And tip down by Hirta. Nobody there. I think it went through the hands of Venneberg. She couldn't get her hands on it. And that will make it 6-5 after the Hirta kill. And she will serve for Lynn. Right in the middle of the court. Returned by Force. Staying it up for Quinlan. Stuffed at the net, but it stays on the Lynn side, and they are awarded the points. 7-5 Onega. Jaden Abbott's checking in. Waiting for the official to give the substitution a go. All right, now we are good to go. As Crone will exit for the time being. Here's the serve. And return by MT. And to be set over to the back far side by Colley. Big attack from Bates, the back line empty. Not a great return, but keeps it alive for the Bulldogs nonetheless. Set over by Wirtz. Here's a set by Ringel. The near side, blocked at the net. On the try from Force, she'll get another try, and she'll just hit it over to the far side for Wirtz. She'll return it cleanly. Backward set for Colley, and nice dig going to her right is Abbott. Sends it up for Bates in the middle of the court. Too strong. And Lynn with the point. And they are back within one. 7-6 in this final set. Both teams won a set 25-20, with Lynn winning the first set and Onega winning the second. Here comes a serve from Carissa Colley, the senior. In the far side, more towards the middle for Jarrett. Here's the backward set. Tipped up and over, deflected, kept alive, but down in front of Hope Eichmann. Couldn't keep it in the air. And back in the ball game for Onega is Jaden Haskin, the sophomore. 8-6, Onega. Trying to hold Lynn off in arm's length. Tough return by Botts, and they'll set it over Onega's way. Popped up in the air, and set over by Jarrett. Opportunity now for Lynn, setting this up for Botts. She just slaps it over. Ringel sets this one up for Haskin. She's blocked, and that's going to be a lift against the Buffaloes. Eichmann and Wirtz with the rejection. I tell you what, there's something worth acting like you've been there before, but for Lynn, I don't see why celebrating after a point every once in a while is harmful. And that's a bad return. Middle front from Jaden Abbott. And a point for the Buffaloes. I beg your pardon, for the Bulldogs. Makes it 8-8. Another tough one for Abbott. This one was more so a great serve by Wirtz and a mistake on Abbott's part. They want to kind of try to cover up that middle portion of the floor. Goes back line, Jarrett with the return. Here's a setup by Ringel and a big chance and a kill on the far side up near the net by Brianna Bates. We are tied once again 9-9. Third set of the second match. Frankfurt versus Onega is coming up next after this one. Back middle return from Colley. And hit over, partially deflected, but it's down for a kill from Cameron Eichmann, the junior. Lynn back in front 10-9. Lynn trying to escape Frankfurt with a pair of victories. Coming into this match, they are 4-3 in league play. 8-5 on the regular season as a whole. Return back near side from Abbott for Onega. Tipped over, partially deflected by Hirta, but over to the Lynn side. They'll have to set over a free ball. The back line, and that is down. Oh, my goodness. What a placement on the back side. Unbelievable. And they get the points. This looked to me like it was going to be a free ball, but it lands right in the corner. And not a very good return. It's up against the net. It careens back, and Weiser couldn't save it. And it's another point for the Bulldogs, who are now up to a 3-point lead here in this final set. Near side, that is going to be down for an ace. Back left side in front of Abbott. She decided to let it go. She thought it was going to be out of bounds, but just barely was in. So it's down 13-9. She'll go right down the middle. Popped up in the air by Haskin. Second hit. On the attack line, that's four hits. Jeanette with a rare mistake. She has been really good all night long, but a mistake there for the senior. It's a 5-point lead for Lynn. It's 14-9, and timeout is called by Coach Boswell of Onega. A step aside here in our final set. It's 14-9 in favor of Lynn here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
14-9 is our score here in our final set in favor of Lynn. They have the serve. Here's a set to the middle for Haskin. That's down for a kill. Moving to our right, but couldn't get to it, was Jenny Turk. And it's now 14-10. I'll tell you, when that bench and the players on the floor and some of the crowd on the side, when they erupt, that really gets this team's juices going. But a mistake right there takes the juices out of the team, and it's a service error. And gives the point right back to Lynn, 15-10. Here is Gretchen Bott, the freshman, with the serve to the near side. Return from Crone, the senior. Popped up in the air by Ringel, the sophomore setter. And it's set over to Lynn's side. Backward set for Beichmann, partially deflected, but out of play. And Beichmann, Cameron Beichmann, gets the kill, the junior. And it's now 16-10. Bulldogs starting to pull away here in this final set. Winner take all. Bot down the middle. Return clean by Force. Ringel sets it up for Crone. Blocks, but over to Lynn's side. Return by Colley. And a good job with a set, but no, it's to be a lift. No, it's a lift against Onega. So Lynn gets the point. It's now 17-10. Crone, not a great return, so it's just hit over by Ringel, and they're going to say there's a violation on her hit over the net, and it's now 18-10. Onega had a 3-point lead early on in this set, but it's been all Lynn since then. Bought with yet another serve, and that was into the net. Didn't even get to the halfway height of the net. And it's now 18-11, so a big point for the Buffaloes trying to stay in it. Service by Venneberg for the far side, returned by Colley. Here's a set from Bott to Huerta, deflected by the net, but over and down for the kill. To 11 now our score. Nearing the home stretch for the Bulldogs. Turned by Generic. The back line. Send this up for Crone. Just sending it over. Nice return by Bott. That is up from Colley. Hit over by Huerta and down for a kill. Just set it. Right in the middle of the floor. And Vandenberg diving to her right can come up with it. It's now 22-11 and Coach Boswell will call yet another timeout. We'll go ahead and step aside for 30 seconds. It's 22-11. Lynn leads Onega in the final set here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
20-11 is our score. Third set. Lynn leads Onega. They have the serve as they're starting to run away with this thing. There's a serve to the far side. Return is clean. Ring goal with the set for Crone. And a dig by Kelsey Mueller. And they hit it over to Onega's side. Over by Ringle on the third try. Popped up in the air. Works. Will be on the attack line. Bag is hit off the side of her hand. And Onega gets the point and cuts the deficit to 8. Serve to the middle. Return from Jenny Turk. Set to the far side for Works. In the back line. Returned by Jeanette of Onega. To the near side, Force, that one blasted wide to the far side. It's now 21-11. Big apart, 21-12. And checking in for Lynn is Hope Eichmann to come in for Jenny Turk, the freshman. How about the freshman for this Lynn team? Turk, Botts, Peters, really stepped up today in all their matches. And over to the Lynn side on the return. Here is Colley, the back line. Gennaro with the return, the senior libero for Onega. This one, a big swipe for Maria Crone. And that was down for a kill. She has probably the most power on the Onega side. And I was going to say maybe of either team, but it, I mean, it's rather her or Shirta. You could even argue Gretchen Vaught has about as powerful of a blast up front as either of those two. Those three are a fun trio to watch from both of these two teams. Serve to the far back side, returned by Bot to the middle for Wirtz. Now one is too strong, and now a couple of points in a row for Onega. Don't call her to come back just yet. It's 21-14, still a wide margin, but we do have a football score here in our final set. Service from Abbott to the middle, return good from Lynn. It goes a little bit too far away from the net, though, and they send a free ball over. Returned by Jeanette, set by Ringle to the middle, and Bates comes it down for a kill. Marissa Colley couldn't get to it, and another kill for the senior Brianna Bates. Hard to believe that this Onega team came into today winless in TVL play, but here they are, a chance to knock off Lynn. But they still trail by 6, 21-15. Here's a big swipe at it from Chrome. It's kept alive. There's the back line. Lynn has it. Well, tip over is down. Nice heads-up play by Gretchen Bott, just setting it over. Right in the middle of the court where they ain't. It's now 22-15. So that kind of shuts down the little run that Onega had. Back to a 7-point lead. 3 points to go to put this match away. Serve coming from Carissa Colley, the senior, to the far side. Clips the net, but into the arms of Annie Force on the return. Brianna Bates to the backwards hit over. Into the near side, and that's hit over by Works. Then the air from Jeanette, and they get it over to Lynn's side. Here's a chance for any four, or beg your pardon, from Gretchen Bott, but it's deflected at the net, and it's just a Hail Mary throw, arms at it from Carissa Colley, and she couldn't get it over, and Onega with the point. It's now 22-16. Fun evening of volleyball will continue after this one with Frankfurt versus Onega. Won't have as long of a break in between, since both those two teams are going to be nice and warm and ready to go. So no time, no need for the 20-minute break in between. Serve and the dig from Kelsey Mueller and set over by Onega. Set to the far side, and Bott comes to the near side, and that is out of bounds. 22-17. Here's a hit in the air for Lynn on the return. Bott to the back line. Return by Force. Up in the air by Ringle to the near side. Haskin to the far side. Nice dig going to her left by Bott. And it's hit over and down on the back line by Carissa Colley. He was just trying to keep it in play, but it lands in. It's 23-17. And Lynn now just 2 points away from ending this one. Here comes a serve from Works, but it's into the net for a service error. Big break for the Buffaloes. Trying to generate a comeback of their own. Serve comes from Bates. Not a great return. And it'll be a free ball hit over by Cameron Mikeman. Here's a set to the middle. And hit down by Lily Weiser, but Lynn was ready for it. Here's Bott just hitting it over. to the Onega side, set by Ringel, and Gaskin blasts that one all the way to the Tech wall. And that's going to be match point number one. It's 24-18. A couple substitutions from both teams. Hirtzel will check in for Lynn among the notables. And they will serve it as well. Here is Jenny Turk. She also just checked in. She will do the honors here. The freshman lines up, looks in the air, and sends it over. Turned by Generic, the libero for Onega. Sits this one up, just punched over by Crone, and Cameron Michael is ready for it. Botch gets it down for the kill, and that is it. 25-18 in the final set, and Lynn comes out with the match. A rare wire-to-wire set win for Lynn after three comeback wins, and Lynn escapes today undefeated in Frankfurt. Be sure not to go anywhere. We'll have a little bit of a break, and we'll come back with a recap for this one, and then we'll have our final match of the day between Frankfurt and Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, September 22nd, and Wednesday, October 4th, and October 11th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Flu consents available the day of, or visit www.nembch.com to fill out yours ahead of time. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. For people you know and care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Final score of this second match. It was Lynn winning 25-20, 20-25, 25-18. And I kind of recapping how this one unfolded. In the first set, Onega led for most of the way. And while they never had a lead greater than 3 points, though, and with the score tied 20-20, Lynn was able to score 5 consecutive points on some errors, including 3 straight sets from freshman Gretchen Bott. And in the second set, it was very back and forth to kind of start things out, but it was Lynn kind of leading for the majority of that first portion of the second set. Onega was then able to go on a 7-point run to go up 21-15, but Lynn was able to fight back a little bit to make it 21-19, but Onega pulled away to win 25-20. And in that final set, it was kind of a stalemate at the beginning, but then Lynn really ran away with it in the middle portion of the set, able to keep Onega at arm's length to win again 25-20, 20-25, and 25-18. Well, it's Parents' Night here in Frankfurt. Some of the seniors that are being recognized for the Wildcats are Lexi Dollinghouse, Hattie Gross, Emma Hardwick, and Tana Stoll, as well as Sydney Wapp as well, who is not playing tonight. And, I mean, what a fantastic, five seniors that they have this year. They only had one senior last year. That was Parthamer. So they have more seniors coming up here this year. So that will be, that bodes well for them in volleyball and also for basketball coming up for their upcoming season in the winter as well. So we'll see how that all unfolds. So with the win, we will now, let's take a look at the updated standings here as I just refresh them for our website, mscsports.net. And with the win, Lynn is now 5-3. And let's see, that would put them tied for third with Frankfurt. So they are, even with the Wildcats after defeating them. So Lynn is now 9-5 on the regular season. As for Onega, they fall to 0-5 and 2-12 on the season, and they are in 11th place in the league. So one matchup left to go. Frankfurt trying to get solo third in the league and pull away from Lynn in the standings for the time being. And they'll try to defeat Onega in this final match that will start in about 10 minutes. So we'll take about 7 minutes of a break and then come back for our final match. It's Frankfurt versus Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network coming up next.